Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We need to see if that's a gimmick rose.
Did he just got? He just won a rose. Like he's a, hey, Sam Kennedy, will you accept this rose? He said yes.
Or is it like the ones that like the Shriners will have?
I'm going to say like, it's wah, real. Wah. No. I'm going to say it's a real rose. Like, you can't roll in on opening day with a fake rose.
Like, does it do the?
Maybe it is fake.
Like, no.
It is.
I just want to know if the president of the Boston Red Sox and the Fenway Sports Group would be walking around with one of those roses that you squeeze and it squirts water on somebody. Hey, John Henry, it's opening day. Waka waka. There you go.
Yeah. No, I think this is to honor our great friend Timmy Wakefield.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. There you go.
So, yeah, it's going to be a special day. We just came from a memorial remembrance service this morning and with his teammates from 2004. Very emotional day, but great day to celebrate as well.
Yeah, it's mixed, right? Because you're celebrating winning.
Yeah.
You are celebrating what is a seminal moment in this ownership group's sort of tenure, and yet it's mixed in with the sadness of Tim and Stacy Wakefield at the same time. So I'm sure there's got to be a lot of tough emotions for some of those guys who were a part of that championship run, and how could you not love Wake? Just a great guy.
Incredible, and he and Stacy embodied everything that is great about Boston and Boston sports. Their legacy will extend far beyond the Red Sox and World Series championships. It's about the Dana-Farber. It's about supporting each other, lifting each other up. They were so into the Patriots and the Celtics and the Bruins and just the goodness that comes from our sports community. And we'll miss them terribly. We'll celebrate them today. There's been so much loss. We lost Larry Lucchino, who is a friend and mentor and a leader to so many of us as well. So it's been a tough time, but a lot of the conversation this morning with Kevin Millar and Mike Timlin and Manny Ramirez, it was unbelievable to hear these guys talk about the importance of celebrating while also grieving and mourning at the same time. And it's a contradiction in terms, but it really does apply today.
And Sam, did I see that Cora said he's going to go full uniform, right? In honor,
bull crap.
No, wait. Am I right on this? Did you see this also?
I did. And Alex, he comes up with new and different ways to inspire, motivate, lead, change things up. I went no tie today. I was like, I'm going to the cask and flagon. Wearing a tie. I mean, the rose is one thing.
I'm not wearing a tie.
No. I'm going to get killed if I walk. They're already, angry enough about the offseason. I don't need to give them more reason.
That's what I was going to say. How happy are you that the offseason is over?
Oh.
Is there a happier person in this city that the offseason is over?
Well,
I see you side-eye Ken over there.
Yeah.
There's him and Curtis. They've been trying to take their shots at you.
Yeah, well, I think the folks at the Dunkin' Donuts on Mass Ave, where I go every morning, they're happier because they're there every day. I'm there every day. Different customers coming in, complaining, upset, understandably, giving us grief. I think they're the happiest people. So, no, we're really happy. It's time to focus on what we have on the field versus what we don't have. And it was a good start. Obviously, it's really early, but exciting to see some of the transformation of this staff under the leadership of Alex and Andrew Bailey and Justin Willard and the impact that they've had. The name of this game is and always has been pitching. And we've gotten away from it the last couple of years. So hopefully we can keep this team in more games this year.
Sam Kennedy is the president of the Red Sox here with Gresham Fourier at the cask. And you signed Sedan Rafaela to an 8-year, $50 million contract, as it's been reported. I don't think the money is so much the big part of it for me within this question. It's more the strategy. Was this something that just came up, that it's taking advantage of opportunity? Was this a concerted strategy going in? Because this is a little bit of a departure from, I know, the way teams have usually gone, and you're the Red Sox. You have money. You can normally wait these things out if you want.
Yeah, it very much has been a concerted strategy to go out and sign some of our own players that we're very optimistic about, guys who want to be here. I think one of the things that we've had a great 2.5 decades here. One of the things that I think has been very underrated, underappreciated, especially when you get together with a group of guys that we got together with last night and are going to be here today, is players who want to be here. This place, as you guys know, isn't for everybody. Like, it's for us. We love it. I mean, we love talking trash at Dunkin' Donuts and, you know, getting booed off the stage at FanFest. And, you know, I mean,
you sure love that?
If you're from New England, you've done been dog cussed
yeah,
before.
I mean, come on. Give me a break. Like, if you don't deliver, if you don't win, we're pissed, right? I mean, that's the way it goes. And so you want players who want to be here. And identifying guys like Brian Baio, guys like Garrett Whitlock, guys like Sidan Rafaela, people who you think are going to be a part of that core going forward for the next 5-10 years is really important to lock them up. I think we actually got away from that. We were doing more of those extensions, team extensions with guys under control earlier rather than waiting, because by definition, once you wait until free agency, it's just a slippery slope. It's a dangerous game. You know, I think about guys who – I'd be a terrible GM, by the way, because I'd be trying to sign everybody because you fall in love with these players.
What are you talking about? Red Sox fans are just like, get in the role then, for crying out loud.
No, it's important to have separate some of that emotion, because those of us who have been here a long time, you know, my job is to lead the entire organization, to lead us forward in every aspect. The baseball operations people need to be incredibly disciplined. It's cutthroat. It's hard. It's difficult. And separating that emotion is really, really hard. We talked about it with the 04 guys last night, though. There has been a change and a move in baseball. It's become so analytically focused, so data-driven. And I don't necessarily think that's serving us well, especially when you come to Boston.
That's what I want to hear.
And you think about what happens to a guy's heart rate when he's standing on the mound, you know, trying to close out a game in the 2013 postseason, or standing on the mound at Dodger Stadium trying to close out a game to win another World Series in 2018. I don't know how you measure that. I really don't, other than observation, other than spending time with players, really getting to know them, see them in those situations. So anyway, back to locking up homegrown guys, it's really important that it's a two-way street. Players that want to be here, we want those guys a part of our organization, and a lot of guys don't want to be here, and that's okay.
So we're talking to Sam Kennedy, and Sam, talking about guys that want to be here, talking about, you know, building from within, signing your own players, you know, draft, develop, mentor. Why not, if that is the case, if this is the track that you guys are going down with the team, why not lock up a guy like Cora? Why keep him on a almost like a lame duck coach going into the last year of his contract?
It's a great and fair question, because he's had great success here. Everybody knows how we feel about him personally, how those of us who have been here with him feel about him as a manager. When we made the change, the very difficult change with Chaim Bloom, and we brought in Craig Breslow, it's critical that our chief baseball officer, our head of baseball operations, have the authority to make that decision. I don't want to put it all on Brez, but we are putting it on Brez. It's his decision. He will make that decision, and ultimately Alex will make that decision. The two of them need to have some time working together. It's different. They were players together. They have a good relationship. Their families know each other. But they need to see not only an offseason, spring training, and the season, and whether that's all of the season, some of the season, we'll see what they decide in terms of that conversation. But the emotions of the season, we already know. Like,
good.
We should be 10-0 right now, right? I mean,
this is the coolest interview, by the way, you've ever done. Dropping S bombs.
No. S bomb.
This is great. I love it.
Sorry, Mom. But they need some time together to see what that relationship looks like. Hopefully we're not there, but an extended losing streak, or, I mean, look, we're going through adversity right now. Trevor Story going down, Lucas Giolito went down. So they need to see how that relationship works. It's the most sacred relationship in professional sports. The general manager and the manager, the coach, the GM, the head of player, I don't know, whatever you call it in your sport, head of player personnel.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But it's sacred. And those two individuals need to be on the same page. They need to trust each other. And that's not my call as CEO of the organization. It's not John Henry, Tom Werner. We're going to have our feelings. We're going to be very, very involved in the discussion. But ultimately, it's Craig Breslow's decision. And so the timing was such. It was difficult. You know, you wish Alex had more term left on his contract. Timing was very difficult.
And he seems fine with it, too.
Yeah,
he does seem fine with it.
He does
seem fine
with it. He's a pro about it.
He's a pro's pro. Look, he's been here. He understands. And he understands that concept. He knows who he works for. He knows his boss is the general manager. And he respects that. He's a baseball lifer through and through. He gets it. He's been a player here. He's won here. He's won here as a player. He's won here as a manager. He totally gets it. So, and I'm really appreciative, and so is Brez, of how he's handled it, and I'm appreciative of how Brez has handled with him being open and honest and transparent. So it's a really good sign. I think it bodes well for the future of their relationship, but that's why we haven't done an extension.
Well, we know you got a busy day, and we know you got to run. What has you most excited for what fans are about to see over the next couple of hours? I know you've been telling people to get in the seats early.
Yeah, I cannot thank Sarah McKenna enough. She, I think Red Sox Nation knows Sarah since 2002. She has been sort of coordinating everything that happens at the ballpark behind the scenes. She's got probably the most emotional. There's been a lot of emotion in our 2.5 decades here. I think people are going to cry. They're going to laugh. They're going to remember what it means to be a World Series champion. They're going to be reminded that anything is possible, that coming down from 3-0 to the New York Yankees was possible, and that anything could happen. It'll be a very emotional day. But most of all, I'm focused on Brian Bello and getting guys out today. And really, we got to keep this pitching approach going. And it is... Again, I'd be a terrible analytics person. I think it's contagious. I think these guys feed off of each other, and I'm excited for our fans to see this new approach to pitching, and hopefully we keep it going today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Actually, I did forget one more thing. How did you eclipse yesterday or not at all?
Oh, my God. This is great because there are some people that are so into the eclipse. And there are other people who could care less.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I could care less. Sorry to my wife and
so
my
you didn't
daughter.
Go on the roof or anything?
No. My wife drove. Our daughter's in college up in Vermont. Our wife drove, you know, whatever it was, through the mountains, hills, fields, got there. They experienced it together. I think I was sitting at my desk sending emails.
And
like,
I'll tell you.
No interest.
And that's a no-heat excuse for you either, right? Because
right.
She made the choice to go, but you're working.
It's not like my daughter is in Vermont.
Oh, yeah.
Does she go to University of Vermont?
No, she goes to Middlebury College. Yeah, yep, yep.
Oh, so good school.
By the way, I got a proud dad. National champs. Field hockey. Division III, NCAA.
Right. Doesn't matter.
Welcome
very
to the club.
Proud.
It
very
all,
proud.
It all
very
counts. Proud. All the
it
parents all get the jackets
that's
either it. Way.
That's
so
and, yeah, sweatshirt, the hoodies,
exactly. There you
the
hats.
Go.
Good stuff. Sam,
thanks.
Good to see
thanks,
you.
Sam.
Have
thanks
a great day
to
today.
You,
thanks a bunch
great
there. Sam
guys.
Kennedy,
thank
president
you.
Of the Red Sox. And this is the front office report. Sam is brought to us by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarket.com, by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. And of course,
it's there for Sam.
So instead
that's
of Sam being on the Harbor One hotline,